You are listening to Down Home.
In this week's episode, Jay and I explore one of the most courageous and significant chapters in North American history, the Underground Railroad. Born out of necessity and fueled by bravery, this clandestine network of routes and safe houses provided hope for enslaved people seeking freedom in the face of unimaginable oppression. The tracks of the Underground Railroad were strong, intertwined with the dark legacy of slavery in the United States. The promise of freedom enshrined in American founding principles rang hollow for these trapped in exploitation and cruelty. Faced with these horrors, resolute men and women refused to accept the bondage they were born into. From abolitionists like Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass, to everyday citizens who risked everything to aid the abolitionist cause, the Underground Railroad was fueled by the unwavering determination of those who believed in the inherent dignity and rights of every human being. But make no mistake, the journey to freedom was perilous. Often traveling under the cover of darkness, courageous souls navigated treacherous terrain, evaded people hired to hunt them down, and braved the constant threat of capture. Every step along the Underground Railroad was dangerous, yet the promise of freedom was an irresistible motivation. I'm Derek Wise, and on behalf of Jay Jones, welcome to Down Home, the Canadian Experience by Two Black Men. The Underground Railroad, man. One of the most interesting facts that I think I found and that I actually didn't know before was that, because my assumption was that the Underground Railroad always went north.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I guess that wasn't the case. Like, there were routes heading south, and these routes were the enslaved people that were escaping were actually helped by the indigenous population in the States, the Seminole Indians. And, wow. And that's around, like, we're talking about close to Mexico and in Florida and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's wild, man.
Yeah. No, it's cool. I'm sure there's a lot that, like, sometimes people don't know, like, that the Underground Railroad wasn't actually a railroad. It was like a row of, it was like housing and safe, what do you call it? Safe houses to sort of move on to the next one. And there was like an elaborate system in order to, to get there. And lots of sympathizers, like the indigenous, helped out the blacks and the Quakers and the Methodists and the Baptists. And it was pretty interesting.
The Underground Railroad operated in North America during the 19th century. From late 1700s until the Civil War era around 1860. Its network extended from the slaveholding states in the South, such as Maryland, Virginia, and Kentucky, to the free states in the North, which included Pennsylvania, Ohio, and New York. Some routes led people to freedom in Canada, to provinces such as Ontario, Quebec, and of course Nova Scotia. The Underground Railroad was not a literal railroad, but rather a series of secret routes, safe houses, and allies who aided escaped individuals on their journey to freedom. Abolitionists and free African Americans guided enslaved people along the way. In the coded language of the Underground Railroad, they were called conductors. Black people who traveled in search of freedom were referred to as passengers. This perilous journey involved traveling primarily by foot, wagon, or boat, and usually under the cover of darkness. Code words and signals were crucial for communication and safety along the route. Safe houses where escaping people could find shelter and assistance were referred to as stations. Conductors who provided guidance and support were also known as station masters. Additionally, symbols such as the North Star served as navigational aids, guiding black people towards freedom in the northern states or in Canada. Despite the risks and dangers involved, the Underground Railroad facilitated the escape of thousands of enslaved individuals seeking freedom. Its legacy endures as a testament to the courage, resilience, and solidarity of those who fought against the dehumanizing practice of slavery.
There was two interesting acts. There was a fugitive act that the states put into effect to allow slave owners. Like, if you made it to Upper Canada, you were considered free if you were enslaved.
The Fugitive Slave Act was part of the Compromise of 1850, which was a package of five separate bills aimed to appease Southern slaveholders while easing the tension between North and South over the issue of slavery. Ultimately, it did the exact opposite of what it was intended to do. The act mandated the capture and return of escaped slaves to their owners, regardless of whether they were found in free states. This brutal law empowered slave catchers to pursue fugitives in northern states and required local law enforcement and citizens to assist in their capture and return. The impact of the Fugitive Slave Act was profound and far-reaching. It intensified the moral outrage of abolitionists in the North, who viewed it as a gross violation of human rights and fueled the growing anti-slave sentiment. Additionally, it deepened the divide between North and South, setting the stage for the escalating tensions that would ultimately lead to the American Civil War.
Made a Fugitive Act so the slave owners could go back and claim their slaves, you know?
Yeah. That's wild, isn't it? And you posted that article. It was like a news article from Halifax.
Yeah.
Which was, I actually took a snippet of that article.
Mm-hmm.
And in the article, the person was trying to reclaim a gentleman by the name of Chance.
Yes. Yeah.
And he belonged to the state of William Martin. Mm-hmm. and it goes on to describe Chance, mm-hmm. stout, made of dark complexion, about 5 feet, three or so.
Mm-hmm.
Remarkable set of teeth, and he smiles a lot. And in the same breath of saying, oh, he smiles a lot, says that he's been really much whipped on his back. So obviously the man had scars.
Yeah. Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's just the what was the logic of it behind all that? Like, I don't understand.
I don't know. There was such a contradiction. If you made it, you were free. Yeah. But we could hunt you and bring you back. I think it was because of all that economic loss that the states had with the so-called abolishment of slavery. And, you know, from the time it was actually abolished, it still wasn't enacted until many years later, which we talked about before, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I did not know too much about William Still and the Underground Railroad. For sure.
Yeah, I guess they called him the father, mm-hmm. of the Underground Railroad.
Born on October 7th, 1821, William Still was a prominent African-American abolitionist and conductor on the Underground Railroad. Despite being born into enslavement, Still gained his freedom when his parents, Charity and Levin Still, escaped to New Jersey in 1822. Throughout his life, William Still dedicated himself to the abolitionist cause, working tirelessly to aid escaped slaves and advocate for their rights. He settled in Philadelphia, where he became a successful businessman and an active member of the city's vibrant African-American community. Still's most notable contribution to the abolitionist movement came through his work with the Underground Railroad. As a conductor, he helped hundreds of enslaved individuals escape to freedom, providing them with shelter, food, and guidance along their perilous journey northward. Still meticulously documented his experiences, compiling detailed records of the individuals he assisted, earning him the nickname the father of the Underground Railroad. In addition to his work on the Underground Railroad, Still worked closely with other prominent abolitionists, including Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman. And he also played a key role in organizing the Pennsylvania Anti-Slavery Society. After the American Civil War, Still continued his activism, working to secure equal rights and opportunities for African Americans. He was a founding member of the American Equal Rights Association and served on the executive committee of the Pennsylvania branch of the Freedmen's Bureau.
But in that, they called him like a chief conductor. So all the code words, right? So mm-hmm. He was a chief conductor. So a conductor were people that actually guided along the path.
Yeah.
But in doing that, he actually, I guess he kept some meticulous records and told stories of the people that came through, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely interesting, man. Like the history of it. And of course, what Harriet Tubman did was also amazing.
Harriet Tubman was born into slavery around 1820 in Dorchester County, Maryland. She escaped to freedom in 1849, leaving behind her life of bondage to become one of the most celebrated figures in North American history. Known as Moses for her courageous leadership on the Underground Railroad, Tubman made 19 dangerous journeys back into slave territory to guide enslaved individuals to freedom in the North. She used her knowledge of the landscape and her steadfast determination to navigate the treacherous routes of the Underground Railroad, leading 300 enslaved people to freedom, never losing a passenger during her efforts. Tubman eventually settled in St. Catharines, Ontario, where she established a base of operation for her anti-slavery activities. In Canada, Tubman continued to support newly freed individuals, assisting them to adjust to their new lives and advocating for their rights. She also worked closely with Canadian abolitionists to further the cause of freedom and equality. Tubman's bravery extended beyond her work on the Underground Railroad. In 1861, she decided to return to the United States from Canada to aid the North in the Civil War. During the war, she served as a spy, a scout, and a nurse for the Union Army, becoming the first woman to lead an armed expedition in the war. Her efforts helped liberate countless enslaved individuals and contribute to the Union's victory. After the war, Tubman continued her advocacy for civil rights and women's suffrage, working alongside prominent abolitionists and women's rights activists.
She was the one who sort of put herself in the line of fire, you know, going back to the southern states, and she was pretty much... She was elusive and everything like that.
Yeah, yeah. She went back 13 times.
Yeah, exactly. As a, you know, as a black woman, and yeah. You know, and that's crazy. But she, you know, she did have help along the way, of course. But it's kind of cool that they named him the chief conductor, as if, you know, the Underground Railroad, like the references to trains.
Yeah. So yeah, Tubman in the As we know, Tubman was bringing people up here to Southern Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, before actually doing some research on the Underground Railroad and people that came up here, my assumption was always that, you know, they settled and had kids and basically rooted themselves into the communities.
Mm-hmm.
That was the case for a large portion, but there were a lot of people that, after slavery was abolished, they said, "Hey, I'm going back home." Yeah, and they exactly. and they left Canada.
Yeah. And the weather was probably a big thing of that. And also wanting to see if they could go back and find their family, because think about how many families were, you know, displaced and broken up. Yeah. Crazy time, man.
Yeah.
Breaking new ground, breaking. simple, breaking new ground, breaking new ground.
You have been listening to Down Home. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Breaking new ground, simple, breaking new ground, breaking new ground. On a high plateau, from the one down below to the future of the funk, getting lost in the flow. Contact with the spot, my gex. Now it's time to flex with the force from the soul, reaching all aspects, getting deep, no time to sleep as you reach your next phase, laying it all on the line. New trail start to blaze, it's a fire inside, a brand new path, breaking down the sum to one, feeling free. I just laugh with the joy of
the song. Breaking new ground from the breakdown.
Like magic prescribed, only to seal a perfect blend, like a diamond in the rough, ready to drop a perfect gem. It's time to shine so fine to see what you find. Revolution.